We'll start recording. You know, I could try to call Tom Jones. Tom Jones, I got a hold of Tom Jones. Well, we'll call the meeting to order, I guess. It's 10:15. excuse me. We kind of took roll. We can skip the pledge so we're all in person and everything. For as far as this is January meeting, still under, you know, recovering from coronaviruses and doing this on the phone. I got a hold of Tom Jones, who is the second vice president of the ICB, and he had indicated to me that whenever we call this conference call number, he gets a text message saying that somebody's using the number. And so he assumed that it was us in Madison County, since we all had 618 phone numbers. He had asked for me to contact him so that he could be in on the meeting as well, as maybe a guest speaker to go over stuff. I could try to call him. Where's my phone? I thought I said that a second ago, but it didn't dial through to him. Oh, no, I dialed Teresa instead. I'm sorry. But let me see if I can get him on the phone. He could listen in as well. But he just wanted to tell everybody, like, you know, about the number we're using, whatever. But call Tom Jones.
Which phone number for Tom Jones? 773-989-6800 or iPhone. Calling Tom Jones.
Oh, I should have just texted him. And anyway, so let's see if we can get Mr. Tom Jones on here. I heard he's a singer too, but anyway, maybe he'll sing us a song. If he's not busy, he could be busy doing something too.
It's nice to call Tom Jones the pastor.
Sorry, we weren't able to get your call when you made it, but after the tone, leave a message and we'll get back to you as soon as we possibly can.
There's that sexy singer voice.
You have a great day.
We'll leave. After tone, please record your message. When you have finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Hey Tom, this is Terry Helsley, the president of Madison County Blind. We were we're in our meeting in the conference call. I'm sorry I didn't notify you sooner. If you get a chance to get this message, you can bling in and pop in unless we're finished by then. But we'll talk to you later. All right, bye. I think that hung up. I don't know.
All right.
Uh-oh. Oops. I hit the double tap too many times. Sorry, my music playing.
Yeah, mine does that.
You can go ahead and plug it back in and let it charge, Terry.
Mine does it too. You said you have when I hang out in the bottom, all of a sudden the music starts playing.
Yeah, use two finger double taps on your screen to hang up, and then you use two fingers to start and stop your music and stuff like that. But this is a January meeting, and I've got the ICB is going to have a board meeting on January 16th, Saturday. They don't use this number, though. They use the Zoom number. They kind of gave this number up, so that's why they let us have it. But,
January 22nd, Terry.
Is what?
It's the board meeting.
No, I believe it's the 16th.
Yes. Okay.
The board meeting is the 16th of January. I have another. There's going to be a convention planning committee coming up here in January. I'm not quite sure the date on that one. To let people know if they wanted to be in on the convention planning. We got a convention planning, fundraising, board meeting for the ICB. I need to schedule a board meeting for our group. And that's a lot of meetings for this month coming up, but it's a new year. And so we're, you know, starting out. Just to say in my briefing here that I know that you can't stick it in your phone, but the dues are due now. If you wanted to get your dues and be an early bird, you can always write a check and send it in to Post Office Box 192 at East Alton. That's our post office box, but we can bring it to the February meeting. I did call the Wood River Township Hall, and we could have met in person today, but I felt that everybody, as many people, even in our own group, we've had people sick with the corona. I know that Jill unofficially had it because her husband had it, but and Roger had it, Diane Hill had it, and so we've had to, Steve and Diana have had it. And it's
Jim,
like,
Jim Bailey and Dorothy Bailey had it.
Yeah, and so...
We're all immune now.
Should be, hopefully. Well, they say for at least 60 or 90 days, I think, is what I've heard. But I haven't had it myself. If I get it, I'll probably... If I get it, I'll probably die.
Been immunity for like 6 months, they said, this morning on the news.
Yeah. If I get it, I'll probably die. I have enough problems breathing already.
Yeah, I was in the hospital twice.
With the corona?
Yeah. Yeah. Same, just, I had to finally get a blood infusion.
Oh, wow.
Where they put different antibodies and stuff in my blood.
Right.
Because my body, it was getting the best of me.
Somebody else just came in the room.
Yeah, I sure did.
Oh, that's Tom.
Tom Jones here. Hello, mister.
Hey.
How's it going?
All right.
Hi, Tom.
We're right in, you know, in the middle of our meeting of sorts, but we're just going over our sick and injured part of our meeting. But this Tom Jones is your second vice president of the ICB, correct?
Correct.
Yeah. And on our phone call here, just to let you know, we have Jill Kelly, Donna Bierman, Roger Bushnell, Steve Heltzley, and his wife, Diane Heltzley. We have Karen Gallion and Terry, me and my wife. I believe there's eight of us total. So, but we're going over, you know, we could have met in person today at our usual meeting place of sorts. But with that, a lot of people from our last meeting, even though we did it over the phone, we had two members get corona. And so we've had... we've had, well, I said 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 people in our group have had corona, and nobody's died, fortunately. Yeah, that's it.
Yeah,
but
hope anybody that gets it, I hope that wasn't too bad, and I hope it wasn't, it's going to be something that you get over without any long-lasting effects. So.
Yeah. We're telling them Tom Jones is going to be on the phone call. Maybe we'd get more people because they thought you were the singer.
Yeah, right.
I always tell everybody I don't sing on TV. The accent's wrong, although it's not unusual for me to be accused of it. Though,
not unusual.
I had to fit it in there somehow. I didn't want to slow you guys down. I just wanted to come in and say hello and let you know that we're all for you and hoping everything goes well.
Yeah. Do you know any other people, Donna, that are sick or injured? Or?
Well, I just see, I'm not injured, just the Tony Sanford. She was in the hospital for about a week. She's getting better now. She's still having health issues. Lillian and Jenny and Annabelle, they're still in the nursing home, but for us, I know they're doing pretty good.
Yeah.
How's Diane?
That's about it.
Last I heard from Diane Hill, she's doing well, recuperating. She was supposed to see the doctor Tuesday. I'm not quite sure if she did. She's getting more usage out of her broken shoulder. And but she's seems to be not speedily recovering, but you know, She's doing well, recovering. And so, I guess I could do the opening prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day that we could all meet together, even on the phones. And we hope that with your healing power, you will keep us all healthy. And we all pray for our country. And we hope that we can get everything straightened out. In your name I pray, amen. As a quick little... the birthdays this month in January is...
January 13th, Steve Heltzley.
Steve Heltzley.
Kim Macklin, January 20th. Donna Bierman.
And Donna Bierman.
January 31st.
And the funny thing is they're all going to be 29 years old.
Again.
Yay. Who wants to sing happy birthday? Well, sometimes it might cut off when too many people start to talk, but, you know, nobody's...
Mary, I can barely hear her.
Well, she's a little further away from the phone. And, but we don't... I mean, we can sing happy birthday if you really want to. Anybody?
Well, no.
It's okay.
Okay. Well, you guys... Tom Jones, he can sing it. up next would be the minutes of our last meeting, if you want to go ahead, Miss Secretary.
Let me pull them up real quick.
But you'll have to speak a little louder because Roger can't hardly hear you.
Move closer to the phone, yes.
Yeah, move a little closer to the speakerphone on the table.
Okay. January 7th.
Can you hear it good now, Roger?
Yep.
Okay.
Regular meeting minutes. Due to coronavirus, our December Christmas party was canceled. So we had a meeting instead. It was held on the ICB conference call number. The meeting was called to order at 10:09 by President Terry Heltzley. This was our first meeting of the MCAB in this format. We skipped the pledge and went on to roll call. 8 members present and 1 visitor, Keith Heltzley. President gave a briefing. Diane Hill gave an update on her recovery and did a sick and injury report. Diane Hill gave opening prayer. The birthdays were recognized. The December birthdays were James Howard, December 8th, Terry Heltzley, December 6th, Terry Hogan Heltzley, December 20th, and Anita Johnson, December 31st.
Happy birthday.
Thanks.
Thank you.
The president let everyone know about Larry Turnbull's passing away. The minutes were read by Terry Hogan Heltzley. Motion to accept by Karen Gallion and second by Diane Hill. The treasurer report was read by Steve Heltzley. Motion to accept the report as being read by Jill Kelly, second by Terry K. Heltzley. The IACB winter raffle ended. The convention is still scheduled for the end of April, 1st of May. We need to think about what to sell on our table. Terry discussed his podcast. Jill suggested that on White King Day 2021, we should see about walking around the inside the mall and maybe even setting up a table to sell blind-friendly items. Meeting was adjourned at 11:06 a.m.
Okay. Any questions on the minutes?
I make a motion.
I moved that the minutes be approved as read.
Okay. Well, between Jill and Karen, we Jill started it, and then Karen jumped in too. But yeah, anyway, second the motion.
I second it.
Okay, Donna.
Donna Harder.
Okay, so Mr. Treasurer, you want to read your massive report?
Okay.
our savings account has $1,500 in it, and the scholarship fund has $1,000 in it, so that's a total of $2,500 there, and checking account starting balance is $1,760.59. There was a check written to Tony Stanford for $50. She had been in the hospital, and that was it for her to help her out. And then that was all, and the ending balance is $1,710.59.
Can you hear that well, Karen?
I heard some of it. The only question I have, also you ordered some checks, too, that you had to pay for.
Wasn't that on your last treasure? You're getting the checks?
I think that was on my last report. I'll double check. If not, I'll be sure to get that included.
I thought it was on the last one.
Yeah, I thought it was.
Oh, I didn't hear it in the last one.
I thought he said that in the last. Well, I think he said he had to get checks. I think that's what you might have said.
Yeah, but you got to subtract that.
Right. How much is that?
I'll double check that. If that was in my report last month.
Where's my phone, Terry? I can pull it up right now.
Where was the What was the 600 that you were saying?
No, he said in the savings account we have $1,500, and then the scholarship is $1,000, so that's $2,500.
Right, I heard that.
The opening balance was $1,760.59, and so then he wrote one check for $50, so that it's $17
for Diane.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, for Tony Stanford. Right, Diane's came out of the last report he did.
Okay.
But I can.
DianaAdmissible.org.
Okay, hold on.
Capone, Diana.
I could.
Edit my clock. Blind stuff folder. Doc. Mail. 5 unread email.
I can double check real quick. Give me a second.
Sent from Riddle. Message bot. Double tap to dismiss. Back button.
Did that say 500 emails?
Helpsley. Back button.
No.
Edit. Mailboxes. Heading. Helpsley. TerryAdmissible.org. Terry and Steve Helpsley. Treasurer report January 2020. Terry Helpsley. Terry Helpsley. 2021. Terry Helpsley. Oh, Steve Helpsley. Treasurer report December 3rd. 12/1/20. Select. Siri found new contact info. Madison County Association of the Blind. Savings. $1,500. Scholarship $1,000. Action. Savings. $1,500. Scholarship $1,000. Checking account starting balance $1,387.28. A check was written to a CT for transportation to the November meeting in the amount of $12. A $16 deposit was made from Diana Hill Cookbook. $10 and $6 donation from the membership. Checks were written to donate money to Mary Bryan Home $50. Alton Little Theater $50. Illinois Council of the Blind $50. Read to Succeed formerly Dots for Tots $50. The treasurer ordered checks which cost $30.69. Diana Hill was in the hospital and the check was written
there
to
it $50. It was in last month.
Yeah, there it is. From I heard it. Monica
okay. Crusoe, I could look that up real quick due to our technology here, but I think Siri reads it a lot louder and clearer. I could slow her down if you know, but it was there in last month. So
I caught it.
Well, that's what, Roger?
It sounds like we're
huh?
pretty good.
Yeah. And so treasury report. Okay, we need a motion to accept.
I make a motion that we accept it as read.
I second.
Seconded. I guess I'm leaving out the all in favor. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
I forgot that on the minutes, you know, but okay. I forgot to get an internet report on our webpage. I had put some funny stuff out there on our webpage at Christmas time. I didn't know if anybody saw it. You know, some, it's like the 'Twas the Night Before Christmas thing, but with the coronavirus. And what else? In old business, I don't know what we had to even discussed.
Yeah.
Me and Terry, and like fundraising ideas coming up here, you know, I didn't know, hopefully we might be able to get Walmart scheduled, you know, to do our Walmart fundraiser. What I was going to look into, I know that my brother at one time had a machine or something to, was it a silk screen thing that you had, Steve? To do t-shirts years ago?
I don't have it anymore.
But was it silk screening or what?
Yeah, it's a silk screen.
See, because I was going to look into that, you know, look into a silk screening machine of sorts, and the thing is if we had, if we obtain a silk screening machine, we could buy more t-shirts in bulk. You know, you can have t-shirts on hand, and then whenever we have any event, you could make the t-shirts as you go. You know, if you wanted to have a t-shirt for the ICB convention, we could make them up ourselves and save a little bit of money. You know, just buying a lot of t-shirts in bulk.
How much does that machine though?
I don't know. I'm just saying I can look into it more. That's just an idea that I thought of.
Yeah. So,
right.
I'm not positive what they cost nowadays.
And it's like if you're really quick at it, so like say if we did it at the convention and people wanted to, if we had some shirts already made with the convention on it and they wanted to put their name on the back or something, and we could just turn the shirt over and put their name on the back. I don't know how quickly that works. I was going to look into it and see, you know, if it's doable or not. I don't know, but what else did we come up with?
I don't know.
I'd like to get some shirts made that say Blind Lives Matter.
Blind Lives Matter, yeah. Oh, I had another idea in my head now, it just went away.
That'd be cute. I think people would like that.
Does fundraising,
have to make a motion that you look into that or what?
Well, I'm just saying, just wanted to get everybody's opinion, you know, and see if it doesn't cost too much. I'm going to look and see. Or the thing is, I want to see, you know, is it very difficult to do for as well? You know, is it something like, yeah, at Six Flags, they used to have a, right by the entrance, they had t-shirts there, and you could, like, they could put your face on it, you know. And I don't know if that was, you know, computerized stuff, or if they do silk screening through the computer, if it's a 3D printer, then you can print it on there or something, I don't know. But,
silk screen is a little time-consuming. It's putting your screen up, and then you got to put the ink on it, and it takes time to dry.
Yeah.
Printing machine
you can hook up to your computer,
but they range from $8,000
on up. $8,000. No. And hopefully if things go better, we can, you know, of course, you know, next month we could probably be back in the Wood River Township Hall. Yeah, you know, if the weather permitting, you know, February, we never know. In February or not, but I don't have any other. What else? There was some other committee stuff.
Who was talking?
I don't know. Roger.
Talking to the cleaning lady.
Cleaning lady.
I can go through the list.
Whatever you call it, homemaker.
list of everybody that was at all the meetings last year.
Oh, you want to do that?
Okay, Terry will talk about the fundraising at Wood River Walmart.
Right.
We have usually been doing the Godfrey Walmart, too. You know, you want to check the polls out.
Right. I'd like to check into Granite City, too, because, I mean, me and Terry, we can go down to Granite City and do that one, you know, but get it all set up. Donna's always did a great job of getting them to let us do it, you know. I've tried Granite City before. They just, they didn't want to, they acted like they didn't want to talk to me, and I go, okay. I don't know what special magical powers Donna's got, but she can get it done.
You're not a woman.
I don't know about that, but see, somebody here has to go down there and sign the paper.
Yes.
We can check it out. Another thing is we don't really know whether we're going to be able to have it in the fall or not.
Right.
So why I'm waiting them that begins right now.
Right, but they should be letting us do that again here this fall. By then, hopefully, unless they have another chicken flu coming out of China or something. But
well, here's I got
Terry was wanting to go over this. Here we I guess we did this at the we didn't do it at our Christmas party. We were going to do it at the Christmas party, but we didn't have a Christmas party. But she has a list of people who have had perfect attendance, right?
Well, for the last year. Attended all the meetings that we had last year.
Well, even on the phone, it still counts.
Yeah, even on the phone. Okay, I got Diane Helsley, Steve Helsley, Terry Helsley, myself, Diane Hill, and Jill Kelly.
That's it.
Hill, she was absent
once or twice.
Well,
through the
she was out too. With the coronavirus.
Yeah,
we all were.
Well, there was one time she didn't call. She missed a meeting.
I'll have to look it back. Okay, guys, I'm sorry.
She missed a meeting.
Okay.
And I thought about missing a meeting and letting her run the meeting one time just to let her, as the vice president. But let's see. Is Tom still on the phone? Tom Jones.
Okay. There's
yep.
Something else I
want to mention. Yeah, Tom. Hey, do you know? Are you on the convention planning committee for the ICB?
Not this year.
I was just wondering if you knew when that meeting was going to be.
I'm not aware of it.
Excuse me, Terry.
Yeah.
Okay, can I say something about the Loon Theater? Okay,
sure.
We would not be going in January, but they rescheduled the Sisters Act for March. So we'll be going, hopefully we'll be able to go end of March.
March, yeah. Well, that's a couple of months away. That everything will probably be more back to normal. I don't know how many people know. We do have some restaurants out there in our county that's open for dining in. They're sporadic and stuff, but there are some that's open for people who like to go out and eat, like myself. But anyway, that Orion's there in Wood River, they're open. On the inside.
Little input.
Huh?
Terry?
Yes.
I don't know if you had caught this, but yesterday I happened to be in the way of a broadcast from our wonderful governor who said that as of the 15th, which I guess is a week from tomorrow, those folks, those counties that are in those regions that are in a area that is not in a mitigation strategy will have Tier 3 lifted, so we may have restaurants pretty widely open a week from tomorrow. I didn't know if anybody had heard that.
Oh. Yes.
Yay.
That's what I said.
I didn't hear the...
I'll drink to that.
I didn't hear the governor. I heard the... I heard the senators on last night on CNN, but anyway.
Yeah, I was talking about
Durbin
the state here.
Yeah.
When they have a broadcast that comes up here in Chicago every once in a while that has Governor Pritzker on.
Yeah.
And he was the one who put that up. So
yeah.
So I'll have to check. I know I heard a week from tomorrow, January 15th.
Yeah.
Which is what that is, and that those folks who are not necessary to be in Tier 3 will go have that lifted. So that's a good thing.
Yeah. Have you heard, I haven't heard anything from Maggie as to who won the ICB raffle. I don't even know how much they made. I've been waiting for emails to pop out, but it's all, I mean, we have our...
That got sent out.
Yeah, I think they just drew the winner on the 4th, yesterday. Wow. Today. What is today?
That 50-50,
not 50-50, but to get the Netflix and the blanket and the popcorn, the tickets.
That's going to be announced real soon, I'm sure.
Yeah. Oh, I know what the other thing was. I've talked to Rachel Schroeder, and I was letting I'm going to let the rest of the board know on our meeting that me and Terry are buying stuff to have an auction at the ICB convention. We bought some stuff here in January. In February, we're going to buy some more stuff. And then in March, so we don't buy it all at once. And but we're looking at a smart TV, a Blu-ray player. We've got iPhone cases, iPhone chargers, power surges, strips, jewelry. What else we bought so far? Well, it's the one that Terry bought accidentally, is what it is, and
maybe people would buy it.
Well, right, it's like if they don't buy it, then I'll just take it back to the store, but anyway. But yeah, we're coming up with some items to have an auction at the convention, on Friday night, and so... Because it takes a little bit to put on the conventions, and the main thing is you got to have people donate stuff, just like we have to do door prizes, from our groups or whatever. But me and Terry was going to, supply the stuff for the auction. I think she got some girly stuff too, like purses and wallets.
You got a smart TV?
Yeah. Well, we're working on it. I wanted to get one right after Christmas. $119 at Walmart for a Roku TV. I think it was.
Excuse me, Terry. We're not so sure whether they're going to be a convention. Will we know probably after the January board meeting?
It'll probably come up.
Yeah.
Yeah, it'll come up.
I'm sure it'll come up, and it's going to be still going to be probably a wait and see. How things go. But the thing is if they don't have a convention, then me and Terry's just got all this cool stuff we bought. So, anyway. We're just going to not open it.
They
will give it to our kids for Christmas.
We have to cancel that beforehand like we did last
year. Well, right. We have to cancel. They'd have to cancel the convention X amount of months ahead of time or. But last year we weren't fined in any way for canceling it because of the coronavirus, and I would think it might be the same this year as well. If they go to cancel it, they shouldn't be
penalized.
Yeah, penalized for canceling. But we're working on the me and Terry are working on getting stuff so that we can have an auction, because I think a lot of people in our group and other groups like to have an auction. It's just, somebody's got to supply the stuff, it's hard to, they come to the ICB board for us to donate items for the ACB auction, and stuff, and so,
okay. I was just going to make a list of, if we do have a convention this year, who is wanting to go right now?
I didn't catch all that, Terry.
We have a convention because it's going to be at the end of April, 1st of May. Are you?
Yeah.
I'm wanting to know who is planning to go. Or
the convention in Alton or somewhere else?
Right, in Alton.
It's in Alton.
Well, yeah, we go.
Well, she wants to get a head count. That's what she's saying.
I'm kind of going to get a head count.
You know, and so.
Yeah.
I'll probably go to come to some of it.
Okay.
And Donna, you'll be going, right?
I may go to part of it, but I don't know about all of it.
Yeah. Jill's a delegate, so she'd be staying in the room. Kim Macklin, she'd be a delegate. She should be going, but she, I don't know. We haven't talked to her in a little bit. James Howard was a delegate, being you know elected as a delegate at the time.
Yeah, you guys don't call him or let him remind him about the meetings.
Yes, I do.
You did?
Yeah.
Yes. I did. I called James.
Not yesterday.
Not yesterday.
Earlier this week.
But earlier, I did call him.
The VA got him this iPad that's set up for him to do video calls to the VA to the different doctors, and
sometimes
every the first Thursday here for a little bit. He's been having a meeting with the doctors on that day. So, you know.
He wasn't in the impact meeting yesterday either.
He wasn't in the impact one yesterday either? Yeah.
No.
And I know that if the virus doesn't clear up better, then he probably wouldn't be going to the convention. I'm not sure. But
it's going to with all them doctors.
Yeah, I think so too.
Things are
going to
clear up here pretty quick.
Yeah. Everybody go around and kiss everybody on the lips. Help spread it around.
Well, I don't know about all that.
We're wanting to put together an auction, but that would just be me and Terry, you know, doing this out of ourselves. But
that's a lot of money there for all that. So.
Yeah. Well, I'm trying to keep it under you know certain. Dollar amount, you know.
Yeah.
The TV's the most expensive thing, though. That's it, you know. But I think we're going to get like a bottle of wine or a bottle of champagne, auction it off.
Terry, you got an extra set. Terry, you got an extra set of bay windows, don't you?
No.
No, I don't have an extra bay window.
We got all kinds of plywood and drywall. And other building materials.
You want to see the drywall? I got it.
Auction off. Out on the front of my house, it says Lowe's. When they put the plastic wrap on my house, it says Lowe's. So, it's, I don't really have much more in form of a meeting. If anybody had any ideas to do any new things, or it's the beginning of the year, hopefully here soon we could, you know, maybe write out some solicitation letters. I know the bills are coming up, and you know we don't have.
Yeah, the insurance will be in
February.
February.
Oh, I've been receiving emails, Mr. Treasurer, to fill out the 990 form. Have you filled that out yet?
No. I haven't done it yet.
I've got two notifications so far from the IRS myself on my emails. But anyway, and then, like I said, the insurance is coming up, and then March, April. In March, the web page fees are due. And hopefully we can all be together in February. It'll probably be at the Wood River Township Hall. If we can get back to the Alton Senior Center, I was wanting to run this past everybody. It was brought to my attention. We can toss it around. We don't have to make a motion. We could, you know, it's just a talk about it, maybe make a motion later, but we could restructure what we do there as far as they can put us in a different room than that woodworking room. We could go and we could have our meeting at 10 o'clock and get into the room and have our meeting for an hour, you know, 10 to 11 or 11:30, be done with the meeting. Then you can go out and eat lunch and socialize. And anybody that, you know, needs to leave, go to work or whatever, they could leave and at that time if they didn't want to stay and eat, you know. And that way, when everybody was done eating, you know, the buses could pick everybody up at noon or 12:30. And we wouldn't have to be there till 1 or 2 in the afternoon having our meeting, you know. And so, you know.
Last time I talked to Julie, she did not know when people could be back, but she said, I hope to see y'all soon. That's all I know.
Right. And so that was an idea that they, you know, that Julie had talked to me about, you know, if we wanted to, you know, because we were getting kind of crowded in that little room, and so they said they do have a bigger room, but we'd have to have our meeting first and then do lunch. And I'm like, well, that sounds
That might work.
Yeah. And it's like, it's not that crowded. I mean, to come out of the meeting and stand in line, but then you got to tell they quit serving, you know. It's just, when do we want to schedule the buses? You have to figure, you know, it takes an hour, less than an hour to eat. So if our meeting was at 10 to 11 or 11:30 and have the buses there at 12:30, that would give everybody an hour to eat, you know. Or even a pickup time at 1, because they stopped serving at 1 just in case there was a long line or something. But, you know, there's some people who don't
want. Yeah, we could discuss that at that time.
Right. When it gets a little closer to them letting us come back, you know, having the meeting first and flipping it around the other way. Yeah. I mean, we still get there early and then have our meeting, do lunch, and go home. Socialize at lunch if people want to stay and chit-chat, because it's hard to, you know, talk to everybody in that lunchroom when you've got all the other people there. And, man.
Terry, okay, this is your suggestion here. If we make the meeting, at 10 o'clock, we could do that, and then if we get done with the meeting earlier, we can go in and start having lunch then. Or less if you want to start having the meeting at 10:30. It doesn't really matter.
There's a light on this.
I think it'd be kind of nice to have the meeting.
Is there a light on?
Yeah.
Okay.
Depending on what everybody wants to do.
Right.
Yeah, but like he said, we can talk about it when they get closer to maybe.
Right, it's just something that's the first of the year. You know, we can talk, you know, mention it now, discuss it later, you know, and see how everybody feels about it, you know, and when the time gets closer. But right now, we, like I said, the Wood River Township Hall was more than happy to, you know, let us come back today. And I was like, well, I think we should just do it on the phone this one more time here, and then Tom Jones, you know, could be on here, and he was going to, you know, just sit in our meeting or as a representative of the ICB. Plus, he's the one that's been in charge of this telephone number, and
you know,
if you want to, Tom, we could let you speak a little bit about it, or, you know, tell everybody, you know, about the number, or, you know, I didn't star in because I'm just recording with my Victor reader.
The telephone number has been mine since 2009 when I opened it up with the technology committee, and it's been continued to be Illinois Council of the Blind line until we got into Zoom here over the last year or two, and so I'm kind of excited to be able to let you guys have use of this number, and I'll be more than happy to assist. If I know ahead of time and you guys are going to have a virtual component to the thing. But if you guys need it for secretarial purposes, I can get recordings done of the meeting as it's happening, and then I can issue it to Terry, and he can get it to, or whoever the secretary is, and that way there's a halfway decent shot at what's going on.
Yeah.
In either case, if you're going to be totally virtual with us, you're more than happy more than welcome to use the phone number, and I'll be more than happy to help you guys out whenever I can for whatever we got.
Right. And I had a, I was questioning with Maggie was, is this phone number ever going to go away? Are we going to lose this phone number? And she said, call Tom Jones.
Actually, as long as I have it, the state has it, as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah.
Well,
that's never a problem. I'm just delighted to do it. Anytime you guys invite me to come along and ride shotgun, hey, I'm here. And I thank you very much for I thank Terry very much for inviting me to come on board, and I appreciate that. I hope everything works well, and we'll try and do it with what we can to help you guys out.
Yeah.
Appreciate it.
Yeah. I kind of like this number better than the Zoom number that the ICB uses, because it's a lot less. If you think that's, you guys dialed a lot of digits here, oh gosh. If you wanted to dial in on your phone, the numbers, there's a lot more numbers you got to dial in on the Zoom call. But fortunately,
But you can set on a smartphone, if you have a smartphone, you can set it up in such a way that it's all automated, so
right,
you don't have to do it.
And that's what I've done with this number, and I've put it into emails and sent it to the people who have emails,
that's the way to do it.
I've even put in the commas.
Actually, for those people who have computers and phones and stuff like that, iPhones or smartphones, it's so much simpler and easier if you take the link that the Zoom thing has. And I have a Zoom room also, so if you guys ever want to experiment with that, I'm just delighted to help you guys out.
Yeah.
And I'll be more than happy to do the recording with that too as well.
Yeah.
But it's really easy. I've set several people up in terms of being able to do it, and I'm more than willing to work with any one individual at any time to try and figure out how we can work with them to make it work for them.
Right.
Well, Terry's our tech guy, so you give it to Terry.
Yep. Right, he already knows.
Yeah.
He already knows.
And so that, like, you know.
And I really want to tell you that the Zoom call, the actual voice quality is
a lot better. Yeah.
On smartphones and computers than it is on regular home phones. That it's like if you guys have listened to a library tape or a library talking book or anything like that, it's that kind of quality.
Yeah.
That you get out of it.
Right.
So, in any case, guys, I'm going to have to run. I got a phone call coming at me here. But I thank you again for inviting me.
Yeah.
Hope to see you guys soon.
Well, thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
We'll see you at the convention.
Yeah.
In person. It'll be on a phone call here later this month, but and so the Zoom numbers, they're huge. You got to dial a phone number, and then the extension you dial is a lot longer than the 7-digit number, and then there's a security number you got to enter. Then you got to enter the chat room number, and it's like, oh Lord have mercy.
Set it up the same way as conference call?
Yeah. Well, I mean, normally they send me an email, and I just click on the link that says, you can, with the Zoom program, you can actually, not that I'm trying to push that on us, but for people who haven't used it, they send you an email, and you just click on the link. You can click on the link on your phone, and it'll call the numbers automatically, on your, and you can be connected. You can download the app on your phone for the people who have smartphones. You download the Zoom app at your App Store or Google Play if you have Android, and you download the Zoom app. Now, you don't have to do anything with that app. You just download it, and it's on your phone. And so then whenever you get an email or a text to connect to the Zoom call, you click on the computer link, and you tap on it, and it will open that app, it sounds so good. You know, it sounds like you're right in the room, you know. And it also has a capability of video. They have a lot more controls, which I think is, when you're blind, it's kind of silly, but they have all different controls in there to where you can, of course, mute your phone in case you got dogs barking or your TV's on and it's distracting everybody. You know, you can mute your phone, you can unmute it, it's got a button where it's the same as if you're raising your hand at a meeting, and it's like, well, that's silly if we're all blind. How are we going to see somebody raising their hand? But typically, there might be somebody watching the screen who can see that would let somebody, hey, Roger's got his hand raised, or, you know, whatever, which Roger's done at meetings before. Hey, Mr. President, I got my hand raised. Oh, I'm sorry, go ahead, you know. So that's kind of weird having that, but it's not really developed for us blind people, but that's just some of the other features it's got. And you can go have chat rooms. Me and Jill use Zoom with our brother Keith. We've got Jill on board doing our little podcast now called That Sounds Funny. We just had a new one come out yesterday. We've got 11 episodes of this podcast so far. And we've been doing it for 11 weeks now, apparently. And so we're having fun doing it.
To listen to one of them.
Huh?
It took me 11 weeks to listen to one of them.
And we actually have my brother Steve's commercial on this one yesterday. He's got his commercial on there, but it's a fun thing to do, you know, the podcast. I was trying to get a guest speaker to come to our meetings one time last year who does a podcast. Lives in St. Louis over by the Budweiser plant, and he's a Christian minister. It was a youth minister for a while. He does a podcast. He does three different ones. He's got one called The Gospel of Kinnison. He's got one called That Story Show, which is really funny. And then he does another one for kids called The Red School Bus. And, of course, you know, The Red School Bus is a fire truck going down the road, but his son says, what's up with that red school bus? Because it thinks it's a school bus, anyway. And so he does those three podcasts, you know, and it's just those other, you know, a podcast is just it's just like listening to the old time radio shows. It's an actual radio show. You know, you're putting on a radio show, an amateur radio show, and it's not broadcast over the radio. It's broadcast over podcasting, which is on the computer. You know, and so you can pick it up on your computer, your smartphones, your Victor Reader streams if you've got one, other devices that connect to the internet. You can listen to podcasts. It's just like doing an old amateur radio program. You could have a podcast and talk about anything you want to. They've got dirty ones, they've got clean ones, they've got whatever you want listen to, you know. And so
I listen to some about canning, how to can different stuff.
Canning and cooking and what was that one you used to listen to? It's called Cooking in the Dark.
Picture This is about the videos, which is really interesting, I think.
And so
it's put on by a couple blind guys too.
They
I'm gonna have to get going, so I'll talk to you later.
Yeah, it's 11:09. If we want, we'll go ahead and we can adjourn the meeting, unless anybody has any other new stuff they want to talk about or discuss.
I just have one question.
Oh, what, Roger?
I didn't get. When is that ICB commission supposed to be?
The convention. It's going to be the last couple days of April. I don't have a calendar in front of me.
Let me look real quick.
It's like the last day or two of April and the first day or two of May. It's right there at the end.
Yeah, it's like...
It's split.
April 30th or something like that.
Yeah.
April 30th?
And the 1st and 2nd.
Yeah.
Okay. And that's why we're saying April-May convention, because it's one day and one month, and then it's right there, it's split. I was like, that's...
That's
so.
Money, me and Jill split a room.
Jill
can stay home. That place is right down the road from my house.
Well, I'm gonna hang up now too.
Alrighty. Alright. We'll talk to you later. Anybody
want?
Bye.
My lunch is gonna be here any minute.
Anybody else wants to stay on the phone? They can chit chat.
It sounds like.
Hey Steve, are you still there?
Yeah.
Yeah. Have you listened to that podcast yet?
I listened to one yesterday, but it was like December 22nd.
Oh, yeah.
They're all loaded up. When I listen to them, I delete them off of my Victor Reader, and then when I got to hit the button to load more, and then it ends up loading all of them. And so I just listen to them when everyone pops up first.
Yeah.
They should just download them one at a time.
They should
download
all of them. Yeah. That's funky. And.
That sounds funny.
Yeah, that sounds funny. But yeah, Keith did a good job. Like I said, you know, putting your commercial right in there and stuff. But like what Jill said, you know, we could. You know, that's up to you, though. You know, maybe think about. You know, maybe a weekend, it has the cottages for a raffle or what, Jill?
Hey, did we adjourn the meeting?
Yeah, the meeting's adjourned. You can get off if you want.
Oh, okay. I've been leaving the whole time.
Well, I guess I could stop my recording, too.
I think it would be a good...